Next item is Baxter Farms Incorporated, 3 parcels and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 48.
Mr. Chairman, this is a request to subdivide 81.32 acres into 3 lots. Lot 1 will contain 40.66 acres. That would have almost 610 feet of road frontage. Lot 2 would be 20.33 acres with almost 154 feet of road frontage. And Lot 3 would contain 20.33 acres with 50 feet of road frontage. I reviewed the aerial photograph and where they're proposing the 50 feet of road frontage for Lot 3. The aerial did not show any lane in the driveway crossing. It looked like there was a ditch running along there. You could approve it as submitted, or you could require the owner to apply either for a major subdivision or a variance from the board. I have a copy of the aerial if anybody wants to see it.
So where are they proposing the 50-foot right-of-way, Mr. Abbott?
Where they're proposing it?
Yes. Right here,
right? All the way to the left of the drawing.
Where it shows the 50-foot of
yes.
frontage?
Uh-huh.
So rather than using the 153-foot section for a 50-foot right-of-way?
150, almost 154 would go to Lot 2.
Right.
And then just to the left of that is the 50 feet for the proposed Lot 3.
And normally we require 150-foot right-of-way on road frontage?
150 feet of road frontage, or you have approved them in the past if there's been a road, a driveway, a dirt lane. And as I said, I have a copy of the aerial.
Something pre-existing.
Yeah, the aerial doesn't show anything there.
Is this Granville Marbles farm, former?
I don't really know where it's going.
Jane, was this Granville Marbles farm up until a few years ago?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. It was part of the Baxter APD back in 95.
Oh, okay.
Is this whole area in farmland preservation?
It says APD.
It was at one time. I don't know if they continued it or.
I'll say anything they can subdivide.
Sometimes we're notified from Department of Ag, sometimes we aren't, that, if it's been removed.
Well, gentlemen, given that there's not a pre-existing roadway, it seems like it'd be more appropriate for them to request a variance on this rather than granting something that we don't know how they're actually accessing it, other than what they're requesting, because there's not a pre-existing road. Yeah? Okay. Mr. Chairman, concerning Baxter Farms, Inc., request to create 3 parcels on a 50-foot right-of-way off of Road 48. I guess we can we can grant approval with the stipulation that they seek get the variance. Is that council?
Well, if the board granted a variance, it wouldn't come back to the commission.
It wouldn't come back?
No.
Essentially, I think what you have to do is deny it as presented, and right. with the suggestion that they take it to the, that it's more appropriate for the Board of Adjustments. Is that?
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, that it, I wouldn't say, yeah, would that be more appropriate for consideration by the Board of Adjustment.
Yeah, right.
It's also possible if they ran the angle for the boundary line between lots 2 and 3, they could cut that angle to the east more, and they may not need a variance because they could have the 150 at the right of way or at the required 40-foot setback.
There
so
you go.
They may not need a variance.
Okay.
Just deny as presented.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Baxter Farms, Inc., request for three parcels on a 50-foot right-of-way off of Road 48. My motion is for denial as presented.
It's moved and seconded to deny the three parcels and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 48 for Baxter Farms, Inc., as presented. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.